Im Gamliel ha-yoymer, kashlo-yoymer, shloishet-vorem, elu, v'pesach lo-yotzeh-dech-e-vosek, elu in pesach matzumur. I already told you, I think, I'm sure, it was Marachanit, that Im Gamliel is what is it, kashlo-yoymer, shloishet-vorem, halolu, elu, whatever it is, is lo-yotzeh-dech-e-vosek, and it's a Mishnah in Psochem. What Gamliel means is the following. I'll try to be mekatz as much as possible. The Ben had been shoyl, right? The child asks the kashis, the fear kashis. What are the fear kashis? The kashis are, what are the objects on the Seder table? Chazal were magdirit in the fear kashas. But the ikri is, what are the objects? Mazois. Understand? And there are three objects on the Seder table which are unusual. One is the Pesach, one is the Matzah, and one is the Mor. We don't have the Pesach, so we have to say Shehoi while we say no Echel. And that's what the Torah speaks about. When the Torah says, and what is the avoda? The avoda is the korban pesach and matzah semrorim, because matzah semrorim yechluhu. Essentially, the three items that we're addressing is one, the korban pesach. Okay, and the korban pesach is meant to arouse an interest by the family and give an opportunity to the head of the household to give over the Mesorah of the period, Dor Achar Dor, from Yetzias Mitzrayim through Harsinai, through all the different generations, so that there should be a continuous Mesorah. And it's the Korban Pesach, which is composed of three parts: Pesach, and Al Matzah Samrarim Yechlu. And that's what the child asks. There were four kashas: Pesach, Matzah, Umor. And the fourth kasha is Kadesh Yishlo Atinoikis. Kadesh Yishlo Atinoikis is really not a kasha be'etzem, but it's going to have a very nice teretz. But we do things in order to stimulate the children to ask kashas. And we do many things. Okay? One of them is Matbilin Shnei Pa'omen. And the Beis Tibulin are there. In those days, our boy said, Tibul was an essential part of every meal. I want to just tell you something, so at least what I'm going to say should be in the context of knowing what we're talking about. That's not the chiddush, and not an important element of what I'm telling you. Everybody in those days ate with Tibul. Tibul means that there were dips on the table. There were milchig dips, there were fleshig dips, there were parva dips. Why did they eat from dips and we don't dip when we eat? The reason is because we have fresh bread every day. And if there's anything left over, it goes into the garbage can. Or it gets ground up into breadcrumbs and turned into something or other. In the old days, they weren't so profligate with their possessions and their food. They took the bread, and whatever was left over the next day became hard. And the only way you could eat it was by dipping it in something. And the Sisugian and Brochus Pasatznuma Bekaira. Pasatznuma means a dried out bread. Okay? Which Bekaira, which you're going to have to dip into a bowl of soup or a bowl of some liquid in order to soften it, to make it edible. You'll notice that when you take a piece of bread, which is hard as a rock, and you dip it into anything liquid, it will become soft and edible immediately. Now, so tibulim extended to all kinds of different things. some of the most familiar things in Shas are the various dips. One of them is Kutecha Bavli, which was a Milchige dip. Another one is Tzir, which is made from the oozing liquid coming from fish, Paravadip. Omurayas, which is a fatty dip. So, there were all kinds of dips, and they ate tibul. In fact, the meal sometimes is called tibul. Kan koidem tibul, kan la'acha tibul, which refers to before the meal and after the meal. Because when they sat down to eat the meal, they had in front of them the dip. We don't have dips, and if we do, it's curiosity. You do it just out of some fashionable, trendy kind of thing, but. And so, they knew when there was chayroisis on the table, it was a dip. Understand, if there was salt water, it was a dip. And therefore, the child would ask, usually when we sit down, there's one kind of dip, why do we have two? Right? But that's to arouse the curiosity of the child, because it's something that he's very, very familiar with. Today, no child is going to be curious about dips, because he doesn't know what a dip is, and he doesn't know what matbilin means, and he doesn't do it a whole year except on Pesach. And even when he sees it on Pesach, he doesn't think of it in terms of matbilin. Chariosis is chariosis, and that it's something to dip the more into is not something that the child would think of. But I'm just saying this so that you could relate to the ikrim that I'm going to tell you in a minute. This is not the essence. Another thing that we ask about is halayla zekulona mesubim. That's a substitute. You understand? Put in by the rishonim, because we don't have the kasha of the shayla of tzebchol halayla sonu oichlin boser mevushal itzli, right? Sholuk and halayla zekulo itzli. That's the kasha. That's the shayla rather. From the Mishnah in Tzachar. And the answer to that is that today we eat roasted meat because there's a Korban Pesach. Okay, that's the answer to that. Now, why doesn't the father answer these questions? He starts telling them about Avodim Hayinu or Mitchilo Ovde Avayuzor Avaseinu, right? Maschilun Bignus. And the reason is because the answers to these simple questions require a tremendous amount of background material, and they can't be answered immediately. Once we give over the entire material, starting from the Gnus of Oyde Avodah Zorah or Avodah Mayinu, to Machlokes and the Gemara, and darshaning the four psukim from the parasha of Arami Yehovah David. Once we're all finished with that, we have everything, the whole wealth of the material that we need, then we could apply it to giving an answer to the shailas that the child asked. Okay, and we can give an answer to all the four kashas. Alright. The first one is Pesach. And that's why Lo Yotzi Dechevosei, I said it last year, many times. If you don't say these three things, then you didn't answer the question. You gave the background material. Like a guy who just says Karbonis and perhaps Psukah de Zimra, and then he backs up his towels and tefillin and he rushes off to work. But he doesn't. He leaves out the Krishman Shmoneh Esrei. But here it's much worse. Because the Shaila was, what is Pesach, what is Matzah, and what is more? And the answer is, Vodim Hayinu, and all kinds of other things, which have nothing to do with what is Pesach, what is Matzah, and what is more, because those things are only introductory. Okay, and now we're going to give the answer. Pesach Shoy Avasainu Oichlun, Bezman Shabesim Yushkayim, Al Shumma, Al Shumma Shab Pesach HaKodesh Baruch Hu, Al Bote Avisain of Mitzrayim, Shenema, the Pasik says this is the answer. Amar Tanzavar Pesachul Hashem. Asher posach al botem nisro mitzrayim, but not kvis mitzrayim is b'teinu hitzu. Okay, that's the end. It ends with hitzu, and it starts with zevach pesach. The answer is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim. He was merachem on us, and when he punished the Mitzrayim, he killed them all out because of all the terrible things that they did, like it speaks about Vayomor Eschayim, right? So you'll know why they were punished. And you'll know that we were saved so carefully that HaKadosh Baruch Hu jumped over a yid, even though there were Mitzrayim on all sides of him, who were killed through the Magyefa, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself inflicted on the Mitzrim. After he came, he picked out the Eden, Va'atem Tuluktu Achad Achad B'nei Yisrael. Now, this is the essence of the Korban Pesach. Rashi says the word Posach means he jumped over, and Posach also means Rachman. But this is the first Yisoid, the children, the family, and the Baal HaGode, and the Oimer HaGode, the father, has to just absorb this concept and think into it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's special Hashgocha brought us on Klal Yisroel, that he could protect Yidden to the degree that the Yid could be in the middle. Okay, surrounded by Mitzrim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Posach, jumps over, is Mirachim, and the Yid in the middle, singles him out for saving him. That's the Yesoid. And that Yesoid has to go with us all the time. Don't forget we had said, Shaloi Echad Buvadoi Omad Aleinu L'chaloseinu El Shem Chol Dor V'Dor Oimdom Aleinu. What does that mean? That means wherever we are, there are always people who are out to accomplish what all their predecessors tried very hard and failed, and they are committed to the main principle of the Umas Olam, is to get rid of the Yidden, to solve the Jewish problem. We create for the Goyim a problem, and they see ourselves as someone that has to be gotten rid of, and they can't imagine why the previous generations weren't able to, because they made this mistake, they made that mistake, and they'll figure out a new plan which will avoid all the mistakes of the early ones. They'll fail to notice, which they will forever fail to notice, is that it's not the chisorin in their plan that made the plan fail. It has nothing to do with the lack of perfection in the plan. It's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu protects us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Matzileinu Miyodeh. The plan could be the Luyishim plan with Chidushim, which is designed to work perfectly. It doesn't make the slightest bit of a difference because HaKadosh Baruch Hu Matzileinu Miyodeh. And that's Al Shum Shep Posach. That's the Yisoid of the Korban Pesach. The Korban Pesach is the eternity of Klal Yisroel. It says that despite the best efforts of Goyim to annihilate us, but will continue to exist. That is what the Korban Pesach tells us. Right? They had meetings and meetings and meetings of the best heads in Germany, the biggest scientists, the biggest governmental leaders. There was no fallacy in the plan. The only reason they didn't succeed was HaKadosh Baruch Hu Matzileinu Miyodeh. It's something. Posach HaKadosh Baruch Hu Batim. And that's why Yikadam Vayishtachfu. Then that's what you have to. Rashi says Al Tzoris Oret, Al Tzoris Hagula, Al Tzoris Habonim. That's what Rashi says in Chumash. Okay, and all of them combined refer to the Besorah of the HaKadosh Baruch Hu's protection of Klal Yisrael, make it Kiyum forever and ever. Ki Kasher HaShemayim HaKadoshim V'Oretz HaKadosha Oimdom L'Fonayin Um Hashem. What are the next four words? Kein Yamoid Zarachem V'Shimchem. Right, that's what we learn on of Torah of Shabbat HaShchodesh. Kein Yamoid Zarachem V'Shimchem. Forever. Ki Mei HaShemayim Al Oretz, as long as there's a heaven that's above the earth. Okay.
Why does the Oida answer the third question first?
Pesach's not the third
question.
What, you mean in the Haggadah?
Yeah.
Pesach is the third, the things which are most obvious is matzah more because they're placed right in front of the people at the table. And the Pesach, but Pesach is the Iker. Pesach is the central part of the avoida, who avoida hazois. The matzah is not the avoida, the Pesach is the avoida. The matzah Pesach is eaten al masa samyorim yechlu. Therefore you come to the heart of the avoida. When the child asks what he sees, what jars his sensibilities. That's why he asked those first. Matzah zushanu oichon al shemo. Hashem shall hispik v'tekem shall avitein v'hachmet and shenigwa aleihem melech ma'achem lochem ha'kadosh baruch hu ge'olam shenem avi'efus ha'botzek asher hitim in Mitzrayim ugois matzis. Rabbi, I want to dispense with unnecessary pulpul. If the matzah is because of an event that happened the morning after, why was it eaten the night before? Okay? Why was the Pesach, Korban Pesach, eaten with matzah, despite the fact that the matzah has no shachas to anything that happened until then? Okay? Believe me, I already explained to you last year and the year before that matzah is not not the reason why we eat matzah. Absolutely not. The least shum suffix of the oilam klal klal. It could be that it conforms to certain long, complicated drushes, but the matzah is one single solitary because al shum shaloi hispik v'tzeikam shaloi v'tzein v'hachmet ha'chanig olay. I told you already that lechem oini refers to the breaking of the matzah. Ma darker shaloni lechel prusa. And it has nothing to do with the essence of the matzah, with the fact that it's matzah and not chomet. The fact that it's matzah and not chomet is only for one reason. Because lehispik b'tzeikum shalavetein lehachmet. Now, ki b'chi pozoin yotzosa mi mitzroya. Ki b'chi pozoin, right? Chipozoin is essential to understanding the whole geula. I'll repeat briefly, because in the eyes of any analyst of world events, they're always looking for some long string of cause and effect. There's political reasons, there's economical reasons, there's social reasons, there's historical reasons, which makes one event lead to the other. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who makes events happen, and he clothes it within the framework of history. But history is not true, it's a story. HaKadosh Baruch Hu designs the story. Shekhishev es haketz lasos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made that moment the geula should take place. Leil shimurim l'Hashem hu halayla hazeh shimurim l'Yisrael d'Arisa. Kadosh Baruch Hu made the laila kavua fi Yisrael Mitzrayim. And then he arranged the events to precede them so that there should be some sequence. Okay? But when the event of Yetzias Mitzrayim took place together chipozer, instantly. And it didn't take place as a sequence of earlier events that led to Yetzias Mitzrayim. Nothing led to Yetzias Mitzrayim. Yetzias Mitzrayim happened at the moment that Kodesh Baruch wanted it to happen. That's why matzah symbolizes Yetzias Mitzrayim, because matzah is made instantly. It's made b'chipozak, loy hispik b'tzeichem, b'tzeichem, shalom yisayin ala hachmetz. Okay? What's what? Then you weren't here in previous years. Stress. Olachma Anya means that Olachma Anya belongs to Yachatz. Kadesh, Urchatz, Karpas, Yachatz. Yachatz, you split the matzah and you explain why you're splitting the matzah. Why do you split the matzah? Because Ma Darko Shel Oni Lecho El Prusa and the Acholu Afasona, the Abarad Mitzrayim. Chazal say that's what Anya means. Olachma Anya. Lechem Oini. Lechem Oini is because Aniyim eat fragments. They get what's left over from the Ashirim. Okay, so they don't eat whole breads because they don't bake nice, beautiful bread. They get fragments. When you take your garbage can over the table at the end of a meal and you sweep in the crusts of the pieces of bread, so that's what people, the Lachma Anya people get. But that's what Chazal tell us. And the Lechem Oini is Prusa. There's something else that Chazal tell us about Oini. Oini is Oini Noah Dvorim Harbin. Okay? They don't say that Lechem Oini means matzah as opposed to chametz. It may be a very big shock to some of you who didn't hear it from me before. But that's what Chazal types Lechem Oini. Lechem Oini doesn't mean, it means that Shivat Yom Tov all of Matzos because it's why his big b'tzeikam. And you should eat it in the manner of Oini, like Lech Prusa and Oini all of Dvorim Harbe. And according to one mandomer, it's as if it were written with an aleph, and it means Lechem Hanechel Baninus. So that's why you can't have Maisa Sheini in Yerushalayim.
Even if they got a full loaf, they'd
want to
leave half for later in case they don't get it
for later. Okay, that's good. That's an additional time. Why?
Why did the Rebbe say we Yerushalayim?
Because Maisa Sheini b'Yerushalayim, you can't eat paninus. You lo yachalti v'oini mimena. And therefore, it's called Lechem Oini, matzah that could be eaten paninus. It's all in the Gemara. It's all one continuous Gemara. There are a couple of Gemaras. That's the reason. Explains why we made Yachat. And the mitzvah of the Haggadah begins with Manishtana. Despite the fact that the word Magad is printed in bold letters in all the Haggadahs before Halachma Anya, the Rambam writes that the Seder of the Haggadah, he brings Halachma Anya first because that's the Seder of the Haggadah. That's the Seder of the book which is called Haggadah. But the mitzvah of Haggadah is starting with Manishtana. I told you that the mitzvah of Haggadah has to be said al hakois. It's a Gemara Psochim. The Gemara Psochim says that there's arba koisei arbo'o Loshon Zohar koisei tiknu chachomim mishum cheres v'omru kol echad mehem l'kayem be mitzvah. The first one is Kiddush. The third one is Birchas Hamazon. The fourth is Halil. The second is Haggadah. The Haggadah has a Seder. It begins with Yish'olcha Bincha. And it ends with the answers to the Kashas and the Bracha of Asher Golona, which is the Bracha of, on the Haggadah. That's the Haggadah. That's why you fill up the Kaisis before Manishtan. If anybody wants to know why they fill up the kaisis before Manishtana, because Manishtana is the beginning of the kiyum of the mitzvah of Haggadah, of Sibri Yetzias Mitzrayim, which begins with the She'elah Satinak. And and you're supposed to say it al hakoyz. It's all beferish, black and white in the Gemara. Understand? That God is sort of skim over this point. But that's what it is. You fill the kois because you mekayim the mitzvah of sleepiness mitzrayim al hakoyz. As I should take the beferish in the Gemara. There's nothing to talk about. That's the reason why you fill up the kois before manashtana. And now we're giving the answers to the fear kasha. The reason we eat matzah is because by night they were told to eat matzah, al shem the chipozin that was going to happen later on afterwards in the morning, okay? I say it three times, going to happen later on afterwards, just so nobody should think that I, you know, maybe really intended to say something else, so that's why I said it. That's the reason why there's matzah. Because of the geula, which was done b'chipozer.
What happened? Did they eat it before the geula actually happened?
Because why did they eat the Korban Pesach, which speaks about by his speak? When was Pesach HaKadosh Baruch
Hu? If
by Chatzos they weren't allowed anymore, it was noiser by Chatzos. Because the Gemishta made the mitzvah to symbolize the forthcoming events. Not the Gemishta knows what's going to be tomorrow, and much more than tomorrow. The mitzvah was designed, the only thing that happened before the Korban Pesach was Morod, Meiru es Chayeyem. But not the Pesach, which was meant for the event of Chatzos after the Korban Pesach becomes Noiser exactly at the same time. Of course, not after it, point in time, Chatzos. Right? Kachatzos, Bachatzos, you know all of that. Now, the matzah is the actual Yitzhiyah, which happened in the morning. Okay. I always... You know, boys, whenever we say this or talk about this, I think of more and more of the chipozon of Yetzias Mitzrayim, the instant of the geula. It's not tied to some slow process. There were processes before, because in order to be ma'or yidden, to rouse themselves, get themselves out of the tumah of Mitzrayim, and to give up on their loyalty and their identification with Mitzrayim, they had to have makas and they had to be nimis with the life of Mitzrayim. Afterwards, what did they say? We liked it in Mitzrayim, right? Zacharno Sadoga Shanachal Mitzrayim. It's a wonderful, beautiful, marvelous, delicious life. They had to have makas and they had to have the whole thing in order to purify the yidden, to get Mitzrayim out of their system. I remember there was an old lady, she had a touch of humor, but what she said was very well put. She said, "You could get me out of New Jersey, but you can't get New Jersey out of me." Okay? But the Yidden were in Mitzrayim. You could get him out of Mitzrayim, but you couldn't get Mitzrayim out of the Yidden. For that, they had to have the Makkos. Okay? Yeah. We spoke about these things, but I don't want to repeat just everything. But Gorshu mi Mitzrayim v'lo yochlus. Go to the next one. Morat zesh o'nu o'chlum al shemor al shem shemeru ha'mitzim eskayu v'sein Mitzrayim. I'm not going to touch everything here in this pasuk because but what I want to tell you is to repeat one yesod. You cannot appreciate Yetzias Mitzrayim without understanding by Amor v'Chayeyim, because if not, you'll be asking the same questions that the Yidden asked in the Midbar. What was so bad about Mitzrayim? Understand? After all, their culinary system was just perfectly suitable to our stomachs. Right? Bishifteinu al-sir ha-bosar, b'achleinu lechem al-soiva, and all the other stuff there, but it's a long list. So you have to remember that those memory is very selective, I would say. you remember the wrong things. You don't, you know, do justice to yourself if all you remember from Mitzrayim are the pickles they served at Shakyeshua. Remember the empty, valueless, bitter, crushing, pressured life of Mitzrayim. And remember it. And that's why Yetzias Mitzrayim is to us a must. We can't find the Yiddish Lebanon in Mitzrayim because the Tachlis Achayim to lead a Ruchanistic life, we can't be Halachas Hashem Mitzrayim Lechtem Lechtem. We have to have room for our neshama and our mind to find expression and to develop. Yeah. The other side of the life. Now, Rabbi said, we answered only three kashas. What were the three? Pesach, Matzah, Morah. But there was a fourth kasha. What was that fourth kasha? Matbilin. Right? And we'll add the fourth kasha, the matter, and forgive me, fourth kasha, which is Mesubit. Okay? Now, we're going to answer them. Okay, ready for the answer to the fourth? You see it printed in the Haggadah? We're not going to make a new edition of the Haggadah, which contains an answer. Omo, Onu, Subin, Matum, Sebonim. The answer is here in all your Haggadahs. The Choldar Vador Chayavodam Liris says, Atzmoy Ki Ilu Hu Yotzim Yisrael. We're going to do things right now to arouse within us a feeling as if we are now, this very moment, going out of Mitzrayim. We're experiencing the Geula. And that's why there's an emphasis on behaving like B'nai Chayim. Do things that rich people do. Do things that important people do. They sit by the table in special couches to make a saber. They have dips on their table. That's the mark of wealth and high society. And therefore, behold, over there, says, we have to visualize ourselves. Okay, that's the terrace. This little paragraph is the terrace to the fourth kasha, or the third and fourth, the way we have it today. Okay? And that's the teretz. The teretz is that we're doing it in order to see ourselves as presently, momentarily leaving Mitzrayim. Right? We ourselves were taken out of there. Okay. Now, you know that the Lashon HaRambam, I told you already, is a few letters of difference, but the Rambam says, Chol Dor V'Dor Chayev Odom Laharois, not just Lirois, but Laharois, to show.
It's
what? Mm-hmm. It's Ilu Hu Yotza Ato Mishibud Mitzrayim. That's the Lashon HaRambam. Now, Viskirov at this moment would take the hands of his children and get up and dance around the table. Okay? Why? Because he had to show physically that's the key word, Yotze Mishivas Mitzrayim. But basically the Kavana over here is pretty close to that, to show through Matbilin and through Mesubin. Okay? Through Matbilin and through Mesubin, to show Ki'ilu Ato Yotze Mishivas Mitzrayim. So that's the teretz to the last of the kashas. Now, now that we've finished and that we explain the whole insight of Yetzias Mitzrayim, the importance of it and the deeper meaning of it, and what's the answer to the ze ba'avur ze, right? Lo yamarati el v'shosh yeis, which are the original gifts of Pesach, Matzah, Mor, Manach, v'necha. Once we have that all answered, we can't stop there. Why? It's also part of the Mishnah, by the Lefichach too. The reason we can't stop there is because you can't work yourself up to such a recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chasodim and nisim and afloes and toivus shevachol eis to us without expressing HaKoros HaToiv. And the HaKoros HaToiv has to be expressed dramatically. And therefore, take the kois and that's the HaKoros HaToiv that must come. It would be very remiss and very empty to describe and define the toiv without showing any HaKoros HaToiv. That's why we say Lefichach, and that's why we say the first two kapitlach in Halil, Toisus and Brachas, explains why we split the Halil. Okay? We have to have Halil after benching for the Savior of the Kaisis. Even though the Yerushalmi that Toisus quotes brings that some people didn't even say Halil by the Savior. Why? Because they said it in the Beis HaKnesses. It's absurd. As far as them say Halil, both in the Beis HaKnesses and by the Seder, but one thing is clear. We have to say Halil later on because we have to have the four mitzvahs. Okay? Remember that, man. The whole Gemara is two lines. Arba, arbo, koisus, tikna, chachamim, shubcheres. Ha'omru, kol echod, navid, be mitzvah. The mitzvah is halal, the mahalal is the third kais. Of course we have to have the halal later. On the other hand, we can't complete the description of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's toiv to us without expressing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why we break up the halal into two parts. A little bit in the beginning to form an expression of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it should be said with Simcha Gedolah. Okay? And a little bit in the bulk afterwards to form the mitzvah of Halel so that the crisis could be Kisidron, Kol Echot Navid Ben Mitzvah, and to make the third crisis on the Halel. Okay.